Coming up on Texans Training Camp Today.
You know, when you walk off the practice field, it's never as bad as you think, and it's never as good as you think. And as long as you have that attitude, we'll get everything corrected and try to get better tomorrow.
Just want to come out and just have fun. I mean, it's really the most important thing, have fun. And you have fun, you trust the guy beside you, everybody just fly to the ball, have fun.
Individually, we come to work. We prepare well. We have some great coaches. Our coaches make sure we prepare well, because you never know when it's your day that you have to step up.
Last year, I ain't bring a comforter, my own pillow. I was sleeping on hotel sheets and stuff. I didn't really get good sleep, so it's a difference this year.
Now, Texans Training Camp Today, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Thump, thump, thump. Today, the pads came on at Texans Training Camp. This is Texans Training Camp Today. Drew Doherty and Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans, out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. The pads came on, Mark, and that is awesome because it's more like football.
It's one of the days you really look forward to in training camp, Drew, because now they can hit. You see what the running game looks like, your first glimpse at some of the defensive players that really could not dig in when you're in OTAs and minicamp with no pads and early in training camp. Now you see some real action. They don't really tackle. They try to stay off the ground, but it's much more physical, the most physical practice you will have outside of a game.
First day in full pads, some good, some bad. That's to be expected. I haven't had the pads on, in a long time. So really proud of this team, though, for grinding it out on the first day there. So it was a good start that way, and we just got to keep getting better every day. You know, when you walk off the practice field, it's never as bad as you think, and it's never as good as you think. And as long as you have that attitude, we'll get everything corrected and try to get better tomorrow.
Now, towards the second half of 2015, inside linebacker Benardrick McKinney inserted into the starting lineup. No coincidence that the team goes 6-2. He had a monstrous hit during Tuesday's work. He was pretty jacked up about what the defense was able to do in their time in pads against the offense.
Yeah, Benardrick McKinney, rookie last year. The light went on in the back half of the season. Like you said, Drew, the defense was lights out in the 2015 regular season second half, number one in the league in so many categories. And McKinney is a player to watch moving forward.
Our whole defense, I mean, like I said, we got guys all across the defense, including the coaching staff, just want to come out and just have fun. I mean, it's really the most important thing, have fun. If you have fun, you trust the guy beside you, everybody just fly to the ball, have fun, and then we're going to accomplish a lot of things.
One big omission, no J.J. Watt here in camp because of the rehab from surgery. So the Texans have had to adjust. They've had to step it up, so to speak. And Vince Wilfork, Devin Still, a couple of guys that are going to be called upon to make more plays while Watt's out.
Yeah, absolutely. Still, a second-round draft choice before he joined the Bengals. Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year at Penn State. You all know the story about his daughter, Leah, now cancer-free. But now he can fully focus on football, get his career going. But they just like the way it's working as a group up front, getting the extra reps, a little silver lining with J.J. Watt out.
Everybody come to work ready to work. I mean, I don't care if you up, you hurt, you're down, or whatever it may be. Individually, we come to work. We prepare well. We have some great coaches. Our coaches make sure we prepare well, because you never know when it's your day that you have to step up. So it's a lot of time now guys have to step up. You know, we're the best player on our defense now. Guys have to get in there and step up, but the ball will never stop. You know what I mean? No matter for who. You know, that's one of the things about this business is no matter who you have and who you don't have, the ball will continue to roll. So we can't stop doing what we have to do. And we understand that. And I think guys doing a good job of preparing where they're coming out to work, ready to practice well.
Obviously, you want J.J. to be out here, but I think it's a plus in a sense where younger guys are able to get more reps, because you know when J.J. steps on that field, he's going to give it his all and he's going to perform. This gives the younger guys the opportunity to go out here and show what they can do and get better. It includes me. I'm new here, so I'm new to this defense, so I want to go out there and get as many reps as possible so I catch up to where everybody else is at.
Heard there a little earlier from Wilfork, and when you're north of 30 on the football field, you're a little bit rarer. You don't see as many 30-year-olds or 30-plus-year-olds in the NFL. He keeps going. He keeps rocking. He's been doing a fantastic job there on the inside at nose tackle, and he kind of explained a little bit of his secret, Mark.
I think the first thing is having a love for the game and a passion for the game. I think when you lose that edge, you kind of the game kind of leaves you. I think as long as you got that, and as long as you have your health, and as long as you're willing to work and put the work in, you don't feel sorry for yourself. I mean, as long as you keep those tools, you could be around for a long, long, long time. And I've kept those tools. I'm always hungry. I'm always willing to work. I'm always ready to come back to play football. I'm always excited about playing football. Until I lose that, you know, that'll be the day I say, you know what, it's over for me. But I don't see that no time soon.
Well, Will Fork is on that, quote, wrong side of 30, like you said, Drew, but he still looks good out there. He was in that magazine Body Issue, something I know you really want to do someday.
Yes, the editors at Translucence Today are after me. They want to get me on. I'm on the wrong side of 30, too, so I wasn't using that as a slight there, mm-hmm. Vince, and you know I won't say anything about your wrong side
not.
Of 30. But
he's not watching.
When we come back, a guy who's on the right side of 30 is Jalen Strong, and the wide receiver has had a fantastic offseason. DP Sidhu caught up with him. That's coming up on Texans Training Camp Today.
Came in, he nailed the conditioning test, did a great job in that. He's been able to really refine his skill sets as a receiver. He's getting, I think he picks out one or two things every single day to get better at, and you know, that's good to see. I think he's going to be better and better every single day.
Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Joining me, Jalen Strong. Jalen, first day in full pads. How did it feel to be out there?
Felt good. You know, felt good to see the guys start hitting their pads, the linemen finally, you know, get to hit somebody instead of having no pads on all this time. And just excited for the season.
Bill O'Brien, he said that you've had a really strong offseason, and I asked him about it today. He said that you really nailed the conditioning test when you came in here. What were you doing this offseason to stay strong and stay in shape?
You know, just eating right, not really, you know, putting bad things in my body, just preparing, you know, playing in this heat. You know, you got to do everything right. So, you know, that's all I try to do.
How different is this camp compared to last year? Last year you were still getting used to everything, the playbook, and how do you feel this year heading into camp?
You know, way better. Less stress, you know, less things to worry about. Just coming in every day trying to get better.
Coach also said that you work on a few things every day. You pick a few things, and those are things you want to get better at. What sort of things are you looking to improve in camp?
Just, you know, getting out of my breaks right, smoothly. Staying downfield with speed, you know, not really showing too much of my routes. A lot of work left to be done.
You had Brock Osweiler out in Arizona. You worked with him all through OTAs and minicamp. How do you feel that chemistry is coming along between the two of you?
Real good. I think that, you know, Brock is a great guy. You know, he's a hard worker. You know, probably one of the hardest working QBs I've ever played with. And, he's going to do whatever it takes to put us in the right position to win.
And then DeAndre Hopkins, of course, comes back. And Coach also said that it's really important to have a guy like that out there for the younger receivers. But how about for yourself? What do you pick his brain on in meetings or on the field?
I'll just try to, you know, he's not really too much of a vocal leader, but he leads by example. And I'm pretty much, you know, real good at picking up, you know, the way people use their body language and, you know, things like that. And I learned a lot from him, believe it or not.
All right, now we're going to get some hard-hitting camp questions. Who's your roommate right now?
I don't have a roommate.
You don't have a roommate?
Nah.
All right, what do you have to pack for camp that maybe you forgot last year?
Last year I ain't bring a comforter, my own pillow. I was sleeping on hotel sheets and stuff. Or I didn't really get good sleep, so what's the difference this year?
What do you do in your downtime? What little downtime you have?
Talk to family members, friends, you know, just catch up with them.
All right, Jay-Z or Drake?
Jay-Z.
You're pretty vocal on that on Twitter too, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thanks so much, Jalen. We'll be right back with more on Texans Training Camp today.
Guy who's a fan favorite, cornerback Charles James. And really, I got to put an asterisk by that because he's not just a cornerback. He also returns punts now, Mark. He's been doing that in camp. And we saw what he did on special teams last year. He's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, and we see what he does with his socks, which I think is becoming infectious, as you saw a couple of other players wear the happy socks today. Maybe the whole team will go happy socks. That could be a theme of 2016. I don't know, but we'll find out.
I like it, too, because the socks may be translating into good play. He's been making plays. Yeah. We've seen a few interceptions from him.
Yeah.
He's had some strips. When he's been in the return game, he's been able to juke some guys.
You know, I don't want to call him comfortable in that defensive backfield because he's always hungry. You know that from Hard Knocks last year and everything. But there's something about him this year. He just looks better, looks more consistent, looks like he fits in from the get-go, whereas last year he was struggling to make the club, didn't make it coming out of camp, but ultimately came back.
Charles James, definitely one to watch as Texans training camp continues to roll on. We'll see you tomorrow night. Go.